And now this is a dictation for Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O. P-H-E-R. Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, December 21, 1963. Address as a letter to Alexander Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N-P-A-S-A-G-I-N-O-V-A. Dear Mr. Anderson, a follow-up for Mr. Thompson, who has advanced renal failure, completed treatment for osteosarcoma of the right distal femur with chemotherapy back in November last year, exposed to Daxo, D-O-X-O-R-U-B-I-C-I-N, ifosfamide, I-F-O-S-F-A-M-I-D-E. Last visit in April, underwent total thyroidectomy for thyroid cancer. It was enclosed and no plans for chemotherapy or radiation treatment. I noticed some minor changes on the voice, but no dysphagia, no shortness of breath, good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. That has frequency urgency. Stable edema, no anti-inflammatory agents, recent urinary collection, volume was 3,000 in the polyuric phase, no chest pain palpitation dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, next paragraph. I review medications, takes no diuretics, remains anticoagulated with Eliquis, prior metformin discontinued, thyroid replacement, which is new, blood pressure metoprolol, narcotics minimal use, remains on potassium replacement. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 288, previously 274. Blood pressure by nurse 132/64. No respiratory distress, alert orientation 3. Lungs for the most part clear. No pericardial rap, distant heart tones. No abdominal tenderness. Chronic edema, right more than left, which is the site of osteosarcoma treatment. Obesity non-focal, normal speech. Next paragraph. Chemistries from May. Present creatinine is a 3.77, representing a GFR 18, stage 4, near 5. Normal sodium, potassium well replaced, normal acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Anemia 9.7 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Red blood cells are large, 103. A prior echo, which is from 22, this is before chemotherapy. Ejection fraction was normal, did have enlargement of the left atrium, severe. Otherwise, no other abnormalities. He does have protein in the urine with a protein creatinine ratio was 1.6, grossly representing around 2 grams or less. PTH not elevated at 40. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Recent exposure to chemotherapy. Ifosfamide is potentially nephrotoxic. Doxorubicin, concern for cardiac toxicity. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no evidence of pulmonary edema. Blood pressure runs in the low side. He does have proteinuria, but non-nephrotic range. He does have polyuria. However, well compensated with fluid intake, sodium being normal. There has been problems of low potassium, which I wonder, renal toxicity, tubular damage, and losses presently appropriately replaced. Tests to be eating well, no gastrointestinal losses, no diuretics, no major acid-base abnormalities. No need for EPO, excuse me, there is anemia. We will proceed with EPO treatment if oncology agrees. Iron levels needs to be updated. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. There is no need for vitamin D125. We discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. He needs to prepare for potential dialysis. I'm going to get him involved in the pre-dialysis classes. We discuss the need for an AV fistula early on. He needs to continue doing chemistries on a regular basis. An echo is requested, as indicated above. We'd like to see him back on the next 6 to 8 weeks. We start dialysis based on symptoms. Most people will be at that time a GFR around 10 to 12. All questions answered, end of dictation.